When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
I received a phone call from someone on behalf of Dr. Page asking me to find dirt on Mike Archer.
Yeah, Melissa Price Smith, she's Governor Parsons' choice to be the St. Louis County prosecutor. She was at a committee of the whole meeting last night in the county, and that answer seemed to shock the room. Part of what she testified was that the county executive was trying to influence the Republican council candidate, Mike Archer's race, prior to the election by getting a sitting prosecutor, because she was already in the prosecutor's office, to dig up dirt on him politically so they could try to prevent him from winning that seat. I mean, shocking stuff. And Councilman Mark Harder is the one that brought all that up and asked her that question to begin with. So, Mark, welcome into the show.
Hey, Mark and Kim. How are you? Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. You know, I was watching this I started watching it live, and then I backed up and listened to some of this key testimony, particularly from Melissa Price Smith. Did you know about that already?
No, we had caught rumors of it, and so we wanted to verify it. And so Ms. Smith actually brought it up ahead of, I think, any of us were ready to question at that point, and it was a shocker. I mean, you could hear you could hear and feel the air leave the room when it happened last night. And there's a lot of interesting interview questions and answers that came out of that meeting last night. So if anybody wants to go back and listen to it, it's on Boxcast on our county website. And it's about 2.5 hours of testimony from these two prosecuting attorney candidates. And I think you'll learn more about these two people in 2 hours than you'd ever learn in, you know, 2 or 3 months of a campaign.
It's true. And here's the other thing. The other shocking thing is we're normally only used to hearing about what our county executives really think when there's a wiretap.
Yeah. Yeah.
But last night, what was Sam Page's reaction to that? I know he was sitting there. Did anybody ask him, Mr. Page, is this true? Were you trying to dig up dirt prior to the election by using the prosecutor's office on a Republican candidate, Mike Archer?
Well, actually, he wasn't for this segment. We had already adjourned our council meeting, which was earlier in the day, which ran up almost against this meeting. And we adjourned from the normal council meeting so that we could do this meeting on this specific topic. So, no, he was not there at the time, and I wish he was. I would have loved to have asked that question.
So my understanding is if the judge sides with Sam Page and says you get to choose Wesley Bell's replacement rather than Governor Mike Parson, then the council would still have to sign off on that decision. But then last night you guys rejected his pick, who's Court Van Oostrin. Do I have that correct? Because what happens then if the judge sides with Page because you guys have already said no to his choice?
Well, a couple things probably will happen is that either Page will ignore us, which isn't too different than the past, or he will find another candidate that he could bring before the council, which we hope he does if it ends up that way. So it can go those two ways at this point. But after the vote we gave last night, I would think that he would want to distance himself from his candidate at this point.
Well, the problem for and I'm not feeling too much sympathy for Court Van Oostrin, but the dude already quit his federal prosecutor's job because he was so sure he was going to get this one. He's basically unemployed now.
Yeah, and I would imagine if he is as good as he says he is, they'll probably rehire him. I'm not too worried about that. But at this point, yes, it seemed to be presumptuous that he would quit a prosecutor's job in the federal system because he thought he was a shoo-in for this position. So that's unfortunate on his part and probably a bad miscalculation, but that's the way these things go. And he had to, under the Hatch Act, he can't aggressively seek another office, especially it's a political office, and be employed as a government employee. So I question him on that and whether he actually violated that in the interim in November between him campaigning for this, you know, in the shadows and actually being named by Page as his candidate. So he said he did not violate the Hatch Act. I think there's probably some gray area there. And probably needs somebody in the media to look into.
Yeah, well, hopefully they will. I know a lot of the media covered the committee meeting last night, as long as it was. I'm glad I tuned in when I did and picked up some of that stuff. It just makes you shake your head. You know there's some dirty stuff in politics sometimes, but when you hear somebody admit it, I wonder if, do you suspect Melissa Price Smith knows the name of who called her and just didn't want to tell you last night?
I would imagine she would. I don't think she would make this up. And like I say, I questioned her on it. She did not give up her source. And so I was trying to find out if it was somebody in this administration or outside the administration. I think it might be somebody on the outside that was calling on behalf of Sam Page. So I don't know who that's going to be, and hopefully some good reporter can find that out.
Let's hope so. Let's hope so. Mark Carter, thank you, my friend. Appreciate it.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Yep, talk to you soon.
Get more at 971talk.com. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.